iPhone app. Labor Day, oh, let's just say it's here, the Labor Day weekend, and we cannot have festivities without the presence and the blessing of the party goddess herself. The CEO of the party goddess joins us, the incredible Marlee Major. Hi, Marlee Major.
How are you?
Great. Ready for some Labor Day inspiration.
Well, I got to tell you, Mario, could somebody just tell me how it is September? That's my first question.
You know what, though, Marlee? Nobody bothered to inform me either. I think it's still July.
I mean, I'm thinking, hey, it's Easter. I'm putting my bonnet away. And now I'm talking about Halloween. You know, I'm sitting here going, this is not possible.
So. And I think, too, that Labor Day is sometimes a holiday, the weekend, the observance, Marlee, that we tend to do last-minute inspiration. Hey, you know what? Let's have everybody over.
Right. Well, we do that, too, because, like you and I are just talking about, it sneaks up on you.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you're still wearing your Easter bonnet.
Well, yeah, I'm still wearing my Easter bonnet and I guess my Christmas coat from, you know, last December. But, you know, now that it's hit me that I got to get my act together, you realize, oh, my gosh, you know, the kids are going back to school. And I don't know, I think we're kind of hardwired that it's like as soon as summer ends, whether we just go back to school or not, we kind of take work and everything more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is sort of, oh, my gosh, summer is done. This is kind of like our last summer party hurrah, you know? So I think that's why it takes on kind of a casual nature and a casual tone, and it always is last minute, and then you're like, you know, oh my gosh, now what?
Well, what are some thunderbolt ideas from on high from the party goddess? Go ahead and zap us with some great last minute ideas.
Well, here's my thing. Okay, I'm going to give your listeners a homework assignment, okay? And lately I'm big on homework assignments, and I am also big on mixing it up. So I would like to say that everybody should Google where their local farmers market is between now and Labor Day, because there's going to be a ton of them around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so big lately on, you know, supporting the local growers and all this abundant stuff we've got out there, and do something different. So go to the farmers market, be inspired, see what's like, kind of have no preconceived notion about what you're going to get, and just go and say, listen, it's going to be last minute. I'm going to have X number of people over. I'm going to go to the farmer's market, and I'm going to buy whatever looks fabulous. And then see what appeals to you. Like, you know, there's some gorgeous, amazing figs out there right now. You know,
I've seen them and tasted them. I love them.
My mom grows them, and she brings over these Mac Daddy figs, and I was like, oh, my God, I need to do just an entire session on figs. But there's so many interesting things, and so many times we forget. You know, we get into this rut and, like, what I call our default, where, you know, you always have people over and you always have, like, grilled chicken.
Your standard, sure, sure.
Hamburgers, you always have. So my idea is, listen, go, if you can't find the farmer's market, fine. Just find some great market and get some wonderful organic produce. Bring it home. Google some interesting recipes. But the key is that you've got to buy one ingredient that you have never cooked with before or that it's been so long you can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And find a recipe that you've never tried. Now, note, I did not say seven recipes that you've never tried, because you
want
to kill yourself here. And the other thing is, and build your whole menu around that. And the other thing is, I want everybody to make one signature drink. It doesn't have to be alcoholic, but one signature drink that they've never done before. Like, it could be an amazing sangria. Like, your last guest was talking about peaches and all the different kinds of peaches, and oh, my gosh, I was like, ah, I could do a whole party around peaches. But you don't have to just, you know, you can cook with peaches, of course, or you can bake with them. But what about cutting them up and just making an amazing sangria, you know, with a few leftover bottles of wine that you've got kind of hanging around? You know, things like that that are impromptu, that are easy, that are fun. And so that's my idea, is let's base it on something that's local, readily available, and easy.
And depending on the weather, wherever we live, if it's a rainy day, Labor Day, wherever you are, you say keep it inside and maybe do a movie day.
And I love this, because if you think about it, there are so many movies that are focused on, you know, work and the office and the whole drudgery of it. And so why not do the whole, like, movie marathon day and do, like some examples of work-related ones are, like, 9 to 5 or Working Girl, Office Space, Jerry Maguire, Take This Job and Shove It. I love that. Aaron Brockovich, and just kind of have a marathon. And by the way, even if the weather's not bad, sometimes when it's so hot here in L.A., I just am like, oh, I'm done. I don't want to be outside anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's just like you in your pajamas or party of two, you can still rent the movie marathon and, you know, and just rent a bunch of them and just hang out and relax, because fall is here. And as we all know, once we hit October, we're done. Like, it's January.
The party goddess is here taking your calls. I completely agree. 866-675-6675 to join in the conversation for some last-minute Labor Day ideas. In just a moment with the party goddess, we'll talk about a picnic in the park. What should we do when it comes to design for the red, white, and blue, and also maybe a wine tasting for Labor Day? Marley Majors here taking your calls. 866-675-6675. Last-minute Labor Day ideas the Martha Stewart way. Next at Martha Stewart Living Radio.
This Labor Day weekend, Blue Collar Radio brings you comedian Ron White.
They call me Tater Salad.
It's a special Blue Collar stand-up sit-down from inside Ron White's trailer in Pensacola, Florida.
Really?
So, what's Ron White doing in a trailer?
If you're not true to your own nature, you might as well go suck sand.
It's a special blue-collar interview with Ron White all Labor Day weekend long. Saturday at 10 a.m. East and West, and again on Labor Day Monday at 7 p.m. East and West.
Blue-collar radio, Sirius 103.
Out here on the open road, truckers like you and me don't have a whole lot of people we can rely on. Yep, there's family back home. Sometimes you get lucky and run into an old friend traveling down a different piece of road, but most nights it's just you, 1,000 miles in front of you and 20 tons behind you. But if you join GetLoaded.com, you got folks taking care of you. Log on 24 hours a day. Find over 140,000 loads. That's right, no deadheading. And friendly people on the line.
It's a great day at GetLoaded.com. Andrea, how can I help you?
They're the reason GetLoaded.com is more than just a website. It's the biggest load board, period. It's easy to use, and you can depend on the people that work there. So get online, get your load on, and get paid. Candy, tell them how to get their first month free.
Text the word free to 21333 and get your first month free at GetLoaded.com. Text FREE to 21333.
GetLoaded.com, get your load on.
First up, pick up the kids at school, drive to the store to grab snacks, then drive Jimmy to baseball, drive Kara to dance class, then drive back to baseball. Don't you wish you could actually get somewhere without all the driving? Thanks to eLearners.com, you can. You can get a better job, a better salary, without leaving your house. eLearners.com is a comprehensive website that instantly connects you to thousands of fully accredited online degrees in business, nursing, higher education, and more. So you can further your education and your career without getting on the road. No interrupting your job or leaving your family behind. Perfect for busy parents like you. Better yet, you don't have to spend time researching online colleges. 19eLearners.com has that too. Visit 19eLearners.com today and get a free copy of the Debt-Free College Guide. That's 19eLearners.com. Now you're getting somewhere. eLearners.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Can you no longer pay the outrageous payments and fees? Call Debt Help Experts within the next 30 minutes to legally reduce your credit card debt and save thousands. Exercise your consumer rights and let Debt Help Experts relieve that credit card stress once and for all. Call Debt Help Experts now at 1-800-979-1648. That's 1-800-979-1648. Call right now. 1-800-979-1648. Debt Help Experts is a marketing service that matches consumers who need a financial assistance with companies that may be able to help.
Have you heard how massage helps dogs behave better? Do you know if you raise your puppy or kitten naturally, they'll live longer? Did you catch what some veterinarians are now using to help very sick pets recover faster? If you missed the answers to these, be sure to tune in Monday, September 7th, when our pet experts bring back some of their favorite shows. It's our Labor Day Pet Show Marathon, filled with tons of great care information from Ask Martha's Vet, the Natural Vet, Cat Chat, It's a Dog's Life, and Ask the Pet Keeper, all starting at 7 a.m. Labor Day on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112. And XM 157. Martha Stewart Living Radio on Sirius 112 and XM 157. Learn something new every day. Living Today is here to help you squeeze every last drop out of the 60 days of summer. Here's Chris Halseth with today's tip.
Grilled lobster is a great way to spice up any summer barbecue. Plunge the lobsters into boiling water for 1 minute, then place them on a medium-hot grill. Cook for 8 to 10 minutes, turning the lobsters to avoid burning the shells. When the lobster meat turns opaque, it is fully cooked and ready to be dipped in warm, melted butter.
Tune in for a new tip each day, all summer long on Martha Stewart Living Radio. Sirius 112, XM 157.
Living Today returns with your host, Mario Vasquez, on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112 and XM 157.
At the top of the hour, it's Eat, Drink with Lucinda Scaliquin, an encore performance with Robert Cooper from Cooper Spirits. Coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, an encore performance of Whatever with Alexis and Jennifer. We're approaching the Labor Day weekend. We're going to cut the ribbon on it later today, and Marley Major, the party goddess, is here to inspire us with some last-minute Labor Day party ideas. Marley, welcome back to Living Today.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here with you guys.
You always have wonderful ideas, and ones that don't require a Cecil B. DeMille production type of labor to put them together.
Well, because my work life requires a Cecil B. DeMille production and a PhD and everything else, so I try to boil it down for everybody that's kind of around me so they don't get stuck in my head of drama and excitement.
And yet, you know, we still want to have some of that flair. Yeah. What are your, I know 4th of July, yes, red, white, and blue everywhere, but Labor Day, what do you think?
Okay, here's the thing. I have to tell you, if I love red, white, and blue because, yes, it's 4th of July and people get into it. Remember, though, 4th of July, you've got all the flags and you've got all the stars, and you can still do that for Labor Day, but an alternative, too, is to do, like, red, white, and yellow. I have no idea why, but I love red, white, and yellow for Labor Day because, think of it, like the red and white check tablecloth or, you know, red and white bandanas or something like that around as, like, well, I love to use bandanas, by the way, as napkins or around the handle of a pitcher or around a bottle of wine or something so that it's, you know, it's not dripping.
So it's functional and decorative.
It's functional and decorative, and then, you know, you're not throwing away a ton of disposables and paper and creating a lot of trash because if you're doing a party, like, you know, at a park or something, you know, you want to keep the trash to a minimum. So it's kind of cool. You can just throw all that dirty laundry and then wash it. And maybe I like the red, white, and yellow because it kind of makes me think of, like, you know, the red and white tablecloth, but then sunflowers.
Yes, yeah, good idea.
Sunflowers have such, you know, they're obviously they're around in the summer. Yes, you can get them other times, but it feels weird to have sunflowers in December. So I just like that kind of really fresh, bright, cheerful. I mean, Labor Day is not a downer day. It's not the Debbie Downer day. So we want to be kind of upbeat and positive and, you know, kick the last 4 months of the year. Have fun.
Red, white, and yellow works for me. Your questions and your thoughts on Labor Day, last-minute entertaining ideas, questions for the party goddess, Marley Major. 866-675-6675 or email livingtoday@marthastewart.com. Party goddess Marley Major, say hello to Barbara in Florida. Hi, Barbara.
How are you?
Hey, Marley. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Mario.
Hi.
My question is this. This Friday, we're doing a full moon party.
Ooh, cool.
So in my freezer, I have tiny half-ounce meatballs
that
are already frozen and cocktail franks, which are real little. So I was thinking cooking those ahead of time, taking them to the party, which I don't want to keep them warm, you know, like you would during the fall, you know, with the sauce or something. Is there any, like, sauces that I could serve with that would be cold? Not cold, but, you know, you don't have to worry about refrigeration. And does that sound appropriate to do what I'm saying at room temperature?
Well, Mario, it's your show. Do you want me to answer?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't want to talk right over you. Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you going to be, like, when you say that it doesn't require refrigeration, are you going to be out somewhere where it's hot? Or?
Well, we're going to be out. And I know that at room temperature, not more than 2 hours, am I right on that, for mini meatballs and cocktail drinks? And there's going to be a lot of people, so I know they'll go really fast. They're not going to, you know, be out there, like, sweating or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if you did your basic tomato sauce, I mean, at least it'll hold up. I mean, that's the good thing, but that's not particularly exciting. I don't know, Mario. What do you think about that one?
Well, you know, my thought comes to what type of venue will you be going to? Will there be any sort of a grill situation there?
No, everybody usually grills hot dogs and hamburgers with the potato salad, and I thought let's just do something where we can relax and we don't have to do that.
Ooh, yeah, I just thought of something.
Okay.
What about this? Okay, so bring your meatballs, you know, and talk about the whole full moon thing, and obviously they are the shape of the full moon. What about bringing some beautiful, like, amazing artisan bread baguettes, something like that? Bring that. Bring your meatballs. Bring some kind of spread. Like, just go into Martha Stewart's onto the website and see some combinations with meatballs. It could be like a tomato-based something, and make like meatball sandwiches, have maybe some sliced cheese. That would be great. Wouldn't have to be too hot. People could kind of assemble them.
Right.
Yeah, what about that? And then, yeah, like maybe even just depending on how big they are, you know, you could pre-slice them in half if you wanted to.
But they're only a half an ounce.
Oh, okay. Well, they're tiny. I would just have them out and then have them so people can kind of pick them up as an hors d'oeuvre. And okay. I don't know. I'd probably say stick with something that's tomato based. But then, as you say, have that option of doing them with some great, you know, really good crusty, interesting bread.
Mm-hmm. And your concern too, as I understand it, Barbara, is they're being out there for 2 hours.
I'm just saying, I know that you shouldn't leave anything at room temperature more than 2 hours when it's meat-based.
Yes.
I know this is going to go really fast, so...
Have you considered keeping at least half of what you're serving in a thermal bag, you know, those hot,
yeah,
cold bags?
I thought that. I think that's a great idea, you know, Mario. I thought that also. And then I was thinking about doing some fruit on the side. I guess, would it look too ridiculous to have cut-up cantaloupe and grapes in a bowl?
I don't think it's too ridiculous, but I think you can do something much more exciting. What about,
right.
do you like figs? I mean, that's something that we were talking about at the beginning of the show.
I love figs, and I've eaten my share, but no one that I know besides myself really cares.
What if you mix a few figs in there, you know, as a tempter and for those who enjoy them? And also, I love the cantaloupes, especially if you use a knife or something to really carve them into half moon.
Yes,
ooh,
I love that.
Oh, that's a good one, half moon.
That is
a whole
great
thing.
And also the grapes the same way. You know, sometimes you can dust grapes with sugar and make them sort of glittery and moon-like.
Ooh, I like that. I forgot about that.
And Barbara, you know, the other thing, too, would be great is it's something, so I don't know where you're going to be. Well, it seems like it's not going to be a cold place. So you know what you could do is you could, I love, love, love frozen grapes when it's hot.
Yes.
You freeze the grapes, and then guess what? People can be popping them. They'll cool off. You can keep them in one of those little freezer packs. And then the other thing, too, is depending on what kind of drinks they're serving, you can pop those in the drinks.
Yeah, that is great.
So fun. I mean, and that's something, I don't know, that's something like, that you have when you're a kid is frozen grapes, and then somehow we lose it as we get older, but I love them.
And also it keeps sort of the moon motif going as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you both.
You're welcome. Thank you, Barbara, for your call, and happy Labor Day. What a wonderful theme that is going on. Again, we are visiting with Marley Major, the Party Goddess. You can find out more at your website. Share your website with us.
Oh, the Party Goddess, 2ds2s.com. And then I have a new one for people who are budding event planners at how to be a party goddess.
Excellent. And we all want to be a party goddess. What about your thoughts on Labor Day wine tasting?
The other thing is that, again, it's kind of step out of the box, step out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Yes.
And I think it's fun to do a wine tasting that, again, there's so many different ways to do it. So one of the ways is you could focus on, you know, on your particular region. Like if you're in California or if you're in some area that makes wine, come up with a local wine and do a tasting, you know, that compared to, you know, French wine or Italian wine. Or you can just do a tasting based on a certain type of wine, depending on what you're serving, you know. So if you're serving meat and you want to do a wine tasting based on red wines, then what I always think is fun is to really test people's knowledge and figure out, okay, hey, listen, does somebody know the difference between a Merlot and a Shiraz and a Pinot Noir and a Cab,
mm-hmm,
and all those things, and see if they know the difference or if they can describe them. And they're really great and inexpensive wine wheels out there. I mean, even at places like, I think, Bristol Farms and probably Whole Foods and stuff. And I think that's always fun to taste a glass of wine and then have people describe what they taste, because people taste different things. You
and
know?
Learn something along the way. You say also it's a great idea to research Labor Day and have a few tips handy as icebreakers and conversation starters as well.
I'm big on the research and the tips. And I had no idea that Labor Day, what Peter McGuire, who is an Irish-American cabinet maker and a unionist, was the first guy that proposed a day dedicated to the American worker, which was in 1882. And I don't know why, but for some reason, I didn't think Labor Day had been around that long.
But we're learning something new, as we always do with Marley Major, the party goddess. Thank you so much for your Labor Day last-minute party ideas. We love you, and we always love your ideas.
Thank you, Mario. Thanks for having me. You guys have a great rest of the day.
And great weekend to you. Great holiday weekend to Marley Major, you and yours. This is coming your way tomorrow.